Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Ketak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Ketak dance different from other dances in general. Ketak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of ketak in order.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Baila. Baila is an Indonesian new band which has made a new achievement through its song Asa Asmara or Hope of Love. This song was released on October 2, 2024, and as of November 20, it reaches more than 1 million times playing on the Spotify streaming platform. The song Asa Asmara has become known for its meaningful lyrics and heart-touching melody. This success is widely promoted through Baila social media, which shows the journey of this song from its launch to its phenomenal achievement. The song carries the main theme of courage to express feelings. Through the lyrics, it calls on the listeners not to be afraid to express love, even though there is a possibility of rejection. This message is relevant for those who often feel hesitant or anxious when they want to show their feelings to someone they love. Well, listener, this is Baila with the song Asa Asmara. Let's check this one out.
Bila ku ingat padamu saat
Usually has a black or white tag, but in Indonesia we have a pink one. You can find it at a pink beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. The beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from coral, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sekali, padahal aku sudah janji denganmu. Masuk angin, badan menggigit, menahan meriang ingin ketemu kamu. Jelatan merah di punggungku. Menangkau kutu berlaku di rumahmu.
di punggung ku tak menangkau ku menunggumu di rumahku.
Chairman of the National Economic Council, or DEN, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, stated that the United Arab Emirates expressed readiness to cooperate with Indonesia in various sectors, including green energy, housing infrastructure, and defense. The statement follows his meeting with the United Arab Emirates of Energy and Infrastructure, Suhail Al-Mazrui, on Friday. And Panjaitan remarked that in the green energy sector, the United Arab Emirates is committed to investing in geothermal, hydropower, wind power, and also solar panels so to accelerate sustainable economic growth. Definitely Indonesia will need that, and of course Indonesia's abundant resources can also support the green economy's activities, I suppose, because in terms of the hydropower or the wind power itself, well, in Indonesia the wind is thriving so fast, and of course, and you can feel anytime the wind blows. Oh, if you're wearing a shirt, if you're wearing a very short skirt, I mean, you have to be aware, okay? Because sometimes the wind blows very, very hard, and of course, the solar panel itself, if it's hot during the very hot hours here in Indonesia, during the very hot days, the heat itself can also give the power for the solar panels. Wow, ain't that amazing? Even though right now it's raining, so it's not hard, the raining is not too hard, but I think it was a little bit like I shouldn't say annoying, but I love this kind of situation because it has a breeze and it's windy a little bit and the cool air. It feels like you're not living in Indonesia. It feels like you're living in some other places, like you're living in a hill with a very cool air. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Jakarta can be like that. But if you've never been coming here to Jakarta, don't forget to visit Jakarta or plan your holidays to Jakarta, okay? Maybe you'll also be able to meet me.
Berhenti hingga kau aku harus menunggu. Seribu tahun pun kan ku tunggu. Bila ku harus menantimu. Hati ini kan terkunci. Hingga tiba saat kau datang nanti. Seribu tahun pun kan ku
everything starts from home, but you cannot only stay home, especially if you have a very long, long holiday. Well, probably one of the places that you can visit is Mada Karipura. It's a waterfall. If you need a little bit challenge in your life, you should come and visit Mada Karipura, because I've been there and it's a really gorgeous place. There are 7 waterfall in Mada Karipura, and it's a very, very wonderful and beautiful place, but it's a bit challenging, though. The the route to go to the area itself is a bit challenging, but it also has the mystical sounds of Mount Bromo behind and descending into the Probolinggo Regency. You will find a spectacular sight secluded within the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park, and this is the enchanting Madakaripura waterfall. It was believed to be the final meditation place of military commander-in-chief Gajah Mada of the great Japanese kingdom of Majapahit in East Java. If the towering waterfall is fondly dubbed the eternal waterfall, since its waters never cease to pour down an endless rain of blessings on those fortunate enough to walk underneath it. It is located not too far from Mount Bromo, actually. It's near the village of Sapi in the Lombang district. Madakaripura waterfall is about 3 hours drive from the capital of East Java, Surabaya. And the spectacular waterfall actually lies hidden at the end of a deep valley in the foothills of the Tengger mountain range. So to reach this, as I said, if you need a little adventure for a listener, this is the right track for you. You can trek about 20 minutes crossing the river and a rocky path, one bridge. Okay, remember there's a bridge there. It's made of bamboo. And of course, it was set among the beautiful sceneries along the way. And before you reaching the entrance, there's a statue of Majapahit great commander Gajah Mada in the seated position of deep meditation greets you. And of course, an atmosphere of that natural grandeur radiates around as the waterfall comes into the view. As the rumbling sounds of water grows louder, a spellbinding feature of water curtains cover the path, and that will not only please your eyes but also freshen your body and soul. And if you like to stay longer, there's a nearby homestay for you to stay there, so you can visit it again in the morning. Well, but you have to listen to someone there, because if you're visiting during the rainy season, the waterfall tends to go to the river down below really hard, and it's dangerous for you, so you will be stuck there for about perhaps a night for you to stay there. So I do not suggest you to go in the rainy season. Well, you can go to the sunny season too, the summer. Yeah, that would be great. And of course, I'm still going to be here to give you more info and also great music to listen. And wonderful ideas maybe comes from you. But before that, I will give you another idea. Maybe this wonderful song could give you an idea. From this Korea, Isyana Saraswati Ardito Pramono with Naive.
Sana ku sampaikan salam ini untuk mewakilkan rasa terima kasihku. Menyambut hariku berlagu dengan gaya nadamu. Di mana aku di sini rindu akan nyawamu. Semesta riang tersenyum merekah, lagumu bagai panas di jiwa. Oh hatiku inginmu, namun tak perlu mengharap. Dalam kegiatan yang alam, pesona jiwa dan berkesan.
dalam hati, terbukti dalam air dan api. Nadamu akan selalu menjadi warna hidupku. Mari bernyanyi bersama dalam kebisingan diam, adu mempesona jiwa dan berpesan. Ingat-ingat terpoli pemerti waktu menemui masa lalu.
Indonesia.
Saat ku berjalan tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada thank you. diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Listener, we know money as a medium of exchange that has important value in our everyday life. Money has been used as a tool in economic activity from ancient times until now. Money keeps being used. Actually, before humans knew money, they just understood the term of barter. Now, barter has begun to disappear over the times when people know money as a medium of exchange. Every tribe in Indonesia has a value of its own currency, which has been agreed as a medium of exchange. Similarly, the tribes in Papua, they recognize money as the exchange rate, either in the form of coins, slugs, metal, or stone that has been defined or agreed upon as a means of exchange in transactions. One of the tribes in the southern region of Papua who has known the money as the exchange rate is Muyu. Muyu people are indigenous Papuans who live and prosper in the regency of Boven Digul. In the past, the ancestors of Muyu lived around the river located in the northeast of Merauke. Of Muyu is originated from the clan of Muyan, or another version called by the locals Okmuy or Muy River. Finally, the word Muyu was changed its name by a Catholic missionary who came from the Netherlands. Muyu tribes are hard, dynamic, and passionate workers. They also refer as Kati, whose meaning is real human, because it is formed by nature. Well, listener, let's listen to the explanation of traditional leader, Mr. Timo Anuk, as follows.
Orang Muyu itu sendiri punya nama asli itu ada, yang namanya Kati. Kati.
Hi. Muyu tribes themselves have the original name as Kati. Kati means there are people, they are people. The Muyu people themselves say it's North Muyu people. Based on the boundaries of the administrative territory, they are districts. So, Waropa district is North Muyu. They call Kati if the main districts consisting of some villages, clans, and existing families are located in such district or Mindip Tana district, which is called Kai. Which means Kati. It's really, really original. For example, Katu Kai means a real human, not a devil or fake human being. It is a true human. Because human beings use common sense to do anything that could help to speak politely. Their ethical manners in communicating, for example, Koi. Koi is not a man. It is unclear man. All people used to say that. Nah, Muyu itself is divided into Southern Muyu, Northern Muyu, East Muyu, and West Muyu. The West Muyu people are those who live between along the edge of Kau River and plains on the Kau River.
Region is a hilly area with gravel and rocks bordering the region that consists of various sub-tribes and various dialects that have different meanings. Some villages are adjacent to the neighboring country, Papua New Guinea, with a very small area and low population number,
However, they live and spread in almost all regions. Hilly and natural conditions make their living as farmers. For Muyu people, family is paramount, especially those related to social and economic aspects. The nuclear family consists of father, mother, and several children. They show an important role, especially in matters of the house, the ruler of the land, and property. In general, Muyu people inhabit houses made of wood, nibung leaves, very high stage house between 4 and 6 meters, and there is a tree house whose function allows them to anticipate in a variety of coming dangers. Listener, since long time ago, Muyu has already used the barter system in trading. Thus, it is very attractive to those who have the means to pay so-called ot. Ot is often used as a payment and a medium of exchange in babai that holds a party. To search for ot as a reward from a guest, someone possessing a lot of ot has a high social status. He or she is seen as the rich because they have a lot of ot. He or she can hold a big party or can pay a treasure. Ot itself in the form of a shell has a very high value. Well, now let's listen to Mr. Timo Anus' explanation as follows.
Super terang ya, tidak ada di tempat, tapi itu dari luar datang dan dia punya nilai itu kadarnya itu lebih tinggi daripada siput-siput yang ada di.
Ot, they do it in the form of shells that do not exist anymore, but they come from outside and have high value. The value is higher than the singles in a place they call Kuruwara. Kuruwara that we used to see is in the river and in the black swamp. It is usually eaten for food consumption and as ingredients. But snails are consumed. But usually it is like the description that I had mentioned earlier. And the name of the objects are Ote, Jinam, and Wang. In addition, yes, they are piglet, tobacco, and food. When we go for engagement, we bring bananas, taro, and sago, and bring tobacco. Tobacco is always there. If we ask for piglets, they bring them. And we ask puppies, they bring them as well. Because pigs, dogs, and tobacco are treasure. A bad dog is used for hunting. There is an economic element. But the economic aspect could get ote. Selling animal gets ote again. But pig hunts to get meat and to eat. But for security, the dog is a guide. So we release the dog in the woods, it could come back home alone. The dog which we could check here exists in here. So we walk with the dog. We cannot get lost with the compass. The dog has the compass bow. I've been strolling many times and turning there with a bow is already on the spot. It is another supporting tool to be used as a medium of exchange. Ot was just for the payment of a pig. We pay women for engagement. So, is our treasure. If someone kills another person, ot, the killer should be fined with amount of ot.
Listener, Muyu people did trading uniquely. In addition to exchanging goods, they also exchange trust between two people or individuals to establish relationship with each other, not just sellers and buyers, but to be strong relationships among friends. This made them closer wherever they were. Although today ot is not used anymore and it's changed with rupiah, ot becomes a cash inheritance which is still believed and held by some people of Muyu as a grip to bring about luck and blood.
listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening.
Thank you.
time for me to signing up right now from the first part of Indonesia Today. Don't forget to accompany to contact us to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account VOI_officials, and of course our email address voilistener@gmail.com. Don't forget you can also chat with us at our WhatsApp number +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Nuka signing out, and Steve will accompany you on the next Indonesia Today. Have a great day.
Joget tari Melayu mulai langsung senang mengayunkan putari serampang. Hey! Oh hai Nur Lela, kalau dengan gitar kling 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 bang. Hai apa kabar tang Nur Lela menanta, apa suka membawa kalipso dan caca-caca. Hai Nur Lela.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Bahagia hidup sejahtera di katulistiwa, alam berseri-seri, bunga beraneka, mangigai rama-rama, bertajuk cahaya jingga, surya di cakrawala, selalu berseri, alam indah pernah di katulistiwa. Pesara senyum tawa, hawa sejuk nyaman, wajah pagi rupawan, burung berkicau ria, bermani embun surga.
Alam indah bermain di indah. teman wajah pagi rupawan burung berkicau riang bermandi embun surga suka cita insan di pesada yang aman sentosa damai makmur merdeka di setiap masa bersyukur kita semua
Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. Government implements three approaches to enhance oil lifting. Inflation reaches 0.76% in January. And here is the news in detail. The government is using three approaches to enhance oil lifting, namely technology intervention, plan of development of oil wells, and idle well activation. This was revealed by the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, in a working meeting with the House of Representatives Commission 12 in Jakarta on Monday. Minister Lahadalia said the accumulation of oil and gas lifting in 2024 was 1.606 million barrels of oil equivalent per day. Indonesia's year-on-year inflation in January 2025 was 0.76%. According to the acting head of the Statistics Indonesia, or BPS, Amalia Adininger Widyasanti, on Monday, the inflation was mainly driven by food, beverages, tobacco, that contributed 1.07% of the total inflation. Meanwhile, 30 provinces in Indonesia experienced inflation, while 8 others experience deflation. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Good afternoon from Indonesia. Welcome back to Indonesia Today from the Voice of Indonesia on VO1.id and the application RRE Digital. Currently it's lunchtime in Jakarta and I wish you a very good time despite I do not know what timeline you are in, but I wish that the time will be nice for you. And I think, still talking about the time, it is the right time for you to get more updates about Indonesia. On the mic, I'm Steve, will be in here with you with a lot of information related to Indonesia. And today we'll have a very special interview about the biggest handicraft exhibition, not only in Indonesia, but also one of the biggest in Southeast Asia. Once again, everything will be available on VO1.id and the application RRE Digital. And don't forget, if you have anything to say to us, you can say it directly on the application on RRE Digital or on our social media. But first, let's listen to this next song. Actually, the first song for all of us, and I think let's take it a little bit slow. We'll play you Andra and the Backbone with title Sampurna or Perfect. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau begitu sempurna, di mataku kau begitu indah. Kau membuat diriku akan selalu memujamu.